Peace, beloveds, and welcome to Opinionated and Enlightened with your girl, Moon Goddess B. Here, I offer prophetic energetic guidance for the collective through whatever means the divine sees fit. So settle in, and if you found this recording, welcome home. So we've talked about some of the failing systems that we're seeing as we approach the Great Reset. And today, we are going to talk about the workforce. This is really a continuation from the first two parts of your government and how it just is really oblivious and doesn't know what's happening, what these falling systems represent, and how you can really glean empowerment from the fact that these systems are falling instead of the fear that is really trying to be established in the collective. So I really recommend that if you have not listened to those first two parts, that you go and listen to those, because there are some things that I'll kind of refer back to them on, but I won't go as into as great detail on this episode as I did on those. Because even as we move into talking about the workplace, this is really a leak over from the dismantling of the education system and people realizing that the expectation of most workplaces are just too high because of that conditioning that we received in school that they're still expecting to be able to enact. And the first place I want to talk about where we're seeing this are interviews. So I do not play about TikTok. I spend a lot of time on TikTok. That's probably the social media platform that I spend the most time on. You can learn some things on there. Okay. So I've been seeing an influx of videos of people talking about walking out of interviews. Like, there was a point in time to where walking out of an interview would be unheard of. Like, what do you mean you walked out of the interview? But what we're seeing in these interview processes is just this whole good old boy mentality kind of playing out. This is, it's very patriarchal what we're seeing, because we're seeing people behave in a way and then expecting people to simply comply because they're coming in for a job. So what I'm seeing as a consistent theme of these are the expectations of the company just being too high. I saw one lady who said that she would only have, I think like 1 week of vacation, and that will only come in after she had been there for 2 years. Before the first 2 years that she was there, she would only have 6 days of basically holiday pay. So she walked out of her interview. I saw one lady who said that she had gotten scheduled for a whole bunch of interviews and was told in an interview basically that there was a lot of quote unquote locker room talk that happens, that they were just a bunch of good old boys. And really, they were kind of put off when she said that she wouldn't be okay with that. It is just really nuts how we are seeing all of this play out. And I'm going to get to how all of this ties into a falling system. But next, aside from interviews, we're seeing this play out in this whole like DEI must die movement. Because as I talked about in the previous episode, while on the surface it's very problematic, there's an underlying contribution that it makes to the dismantling of the patriarchy. And it kind of has to happen. Not kind of, it absolutely has to happen. What do y'all think will happen to the workforce when they take the best and most brilliant workers and allow that powers that scheme to kind of riddle the workforce with more of those patriarchal notions that already has the workforce struggling in the first place? People are tired of this, work 159 million hours a week and be fully dedicated to work and have no work-life balance. People are over that. So now is really not the time for them to be making the workforce less appealing. But again, as I said in the previous episode, this is really them offering contribution to the dismantling of the patriarchy without even realizing that that's what they're doing. They're just tearing down their own systems. So I say, let them, because this is merely a case of the demographic that has always been governing this illusion of power in the Matrix are now feeling like they can do whatever they want. They have had this mascot who has encouraged these notions. I'm trying to be so stinking careful here. They will just unintentionally contribute to the demise of the workforce as an entire system. And I think what makes this even more ironic is that these people, these individuals they aren't the patriarchy as we discuss it, because they're just pawns. We talked about that in the last, I think, not the last episode, but the one before that. We talked about how they're just pawns. So they aren't really the patriarchy, but they do represent the energy of it. And they also represent the arm of it as we experience it as a system in this matrix. So remember, we're always talking about energy here. And now kind of what we're talking about is the experience of the energy, right? And in essence, what they are poor mimics of a larger energy. They're just wannabes, but that's not to negate how long they've been polluting our environment with their energies and how they've upheld the structure of this very, very, very tainted system. It's like there is a group of masculines that really create these masculine friendly spaces. And they follow this. I think it's called like the red pill movement or something, which is freaking hilarious because they don't like women. And that's okay. But it still contributes to the dismantling of a system, because we know that there has to be a balance of masculine and feminine energy involved in anything if it's going to succeed. So we all know those like podcaster or social media influencers who constantly peddle the "we are masculine and we need no feminine energies around us" bullcrap. And all this is really a form of misalignment. And I don't think that they realize that. And usually when we say that, we're talking about energy, but I think sometimes y'all forget that the matrix is governed by the same rules. But I digress. And also, again, when I say masculines, I'm not necessarily talking about males. I am talking about the energy. So I'm not talking about the kind of I hate women podcast. It could be I hate male podcast, because either way it goes, that's an overexertion of masculine energy. So hopefully anybody who listens to this knows that. But just in case you didn't, let me clear it up now for somebody to get to arguing with me somewhere. Well, for somebody to get to arguing with themselves somewhere, because that's usually how it goes. But all of this hyper masculinity, it kind of reinforces that, oh, work hard and pull yourself up by your bootstraps, which is a ridiculous phrase, by the way. When I researched that phrase and realized that the story that it originated from is actually expressing the impossibility of someone to pull themselves up by their bootstraps, I implore you to research that. It's hilarious. Now I laugh when I hear people say it. But anyway, expecting people to overwork and work crazy hours. It's all, think about everything that we discussed yesterday, everything that we discussed with the school system, with the human conditioning, all to encourage this hyper unrealistic nature in which we're supposed to govern ourselves in society. And then they use kind of respectability politics, which is what we experience as African Americans, because it's like, oh, if you don't behave in this way, then something must be wrong with you. You have an issue. You better at least pretend. And then we see like the code switching and all of that, you know, really fun stuff. So it really does leak into all areas of our society, because all of that is spawned from that patriarchal perspective that women and minorities, very specifically Black women, should be seen and not heard. So we see this. I'm going to use like quote unquote famous names because we can all identify. I'm talking about their situations and how they're being silenced because they refuse to play respectability politics. And that's Beyonce and Amanda Seales. We are seeing that play out in real time where people are attempting to silence them. And The goal is really to train us to remain small, to not fully realize who the fuck we are, to allow us to keep playing that game for a very long time. But as we learn about spirituality and consciousness and becoming more aware, we're really starting to develop a new perspective as to what life on Gaia is really supposed to look like. And we're starting to yearn for it. We're starting to yearn for a more simplistic existence that is really why we're seeing a lot of people being called to homesteading and permaculture and doing things differently. It is the result of all of this, because that stuff is more a more simplistic existence. So not to say that homesteading is easy, but the notion of living off the land is freeing and it makes us feel more grounded. So that's what I mean by more simplistic. Now we're finally getting into kind of the meat and potatoes, right? Because what I'm starting to notice is that as the workplace falls, as we see this dismantling of all of this, as we see people yearn for simplicity because they no longer want to operate in this overarching masculine energy, is that they're starting to attempt to find balance. And what that's doing is making a lot of us feel like, very specifically, the person that's still listening to this, you're listening because you felt a strong urge to go rural. Whether you have voiced it or not, there's something in you that is pulling you to live that more simplistic and what we call rural existence. And all of this is due to the Great Reset as well. See how I'm tying all these things together? So I kind of realized after that I have this very intense desire to homestead. And this came out of the blue after I had decided that I was going to, don't judge me, okay? I wanted to be like one of those van people. I wanted like one of those vans that's like a little apartment on wheels. And I just wanted to travel all over the country. And I don't know. That's just what I wanted to do. That's what I first felt called to do. Or I wanted to move to an island overseas, all to create that sense of simplicity so that I wouldn't be tied down or connected to anything. Well, after tragedy struck in my family and I went through this intense enlightenment, it was beyond awakening. So I call it my enlightenment because it went so much deeper. And that's really a story that I'll get into. If you listen to the first couple episodes, if you listen to the first episode, then you know that my firstborn went to spirit, almost a year ago. So when I get into the story about that, I've not talked about it in great detail yet because we're still going through the court case, which is wrapping up here soon. So after that, that might be a whole other season of episodes because I really have not spoken publicly a lot about that yet. And I feel like I'm ready. But anyway, after that, I really started, you know, like, why did this desire come up out of the blue? And then I started noticing other people say the same things. And I'm like, okay, let me look into this. So I decided to kind of research it a little bit and what it meant to be self-sufficient and what homesteading was all about. And I just felt more and more called and connected to it, kept getting more and more downloads from my spirit team. And I've also found that there are some who are not getting the call, and now there's a debate about what's right or what's wrong. And just really quick, I really wish y'all would let go of the concept of right and wrong. Like, I understand how the systems that we're talking about have created this perspective. So it really takes intense work and a real desire to step away from it. But I don't know. It just seems like when you can determine right or wrong, it offers a false sense of control that you believe that you need. And it'll pass as you start to navigate it. Maybe I'll do that for an episode one day. I don't know. I know most of y'all are tired of hearing about duality, but it's really the key to all of this. Feel free to go back to listen to episode 3 of this season about the matrix collapsing, where I talk about it a little bit. But yeah, we really need to get around this debate about who's right and who's wrong. I'm gonna leave that there for a second. On top of that, these individuals who are like, there's like a group of people who will accuse you of bandwagoning to the point that you will begin to question yourself and your own motives. Because of course, as I'm doing my research, I'm seeing both, right? I'm seeing people who are super excited about it, people who are doing it. And I also see people who are like, oh, now all of a sudden, since everybody called to be doing this, now everybody want to do this. And all of y'all just a bunch of sheep. And it's like, are we? I don't know. Anyway, if you're wondering whether you're being called or whether you're being influenced, because those are two different things, right? My advice is to do what your heart says. Like, what does your soul say? The way I challenged that for me was I began to research just true homesteading and self-sufficiency and permaculture experiences. I didn't just go to the people who were creating the content for show. I went to people who really exposed the thick of things, like the good, the bad, the ugly. I purchased a course that has so much information on homesteading, and I'm taking those courses. It was a bunch of courses with a bunch of eBooks, and it was kind of inexpensive. So I will give you that information, but it's not available anymore. So I purchased that, and I did see some things that terrified me. I saw some things that made me feel a little inadequate to have to live so outdoorsy, because by all stretch of the imagination, I'm pretty much a girl's girl who is really just now starting to be okay with like bugs and outside as I learn more about nature. So there are some things that brought up some fear, but through all of that terror, there was still an underlying calmness in my spirit. When I visualized or meditated myself to my property, it does exist. I was going to say it doesn't exist yet. It exists. I know my property. I know where it is. I've done some work with it. But I visualized myself in kind of all of the experiences that brought fear to my heart. So let's say if I was afraid of snakes, then my visualization would be me working in my garden and oop, here's a garter snake. How can I govern my energy in a way so that I'm not fearful? So I did some visualization work with me in those situations. And kind of just brought the fear to my heart, and then used the meditative experience to kind of prepare me for the day. And I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that, the Great Reset will take us to a place of greater simplicity, and that this is a beautiful thing. So I say all of that to say, don't let anyone change you before you challenge yourself. There is no right or wrong when it comes to all of this. Just make sure that you're following what you're being led to do, what you're being called to do, and not what you're being influenced to do. And that will make a really big impact on your ability to make a decision. And then for the naysayers, you likely aren't listening anymore, but just in case you are, I know the next episode is going to be for you, because I want to talk to you about something called contrarianism. Next week, we're going to talk a little bit about how we can be so busy needing to be the one to go against the masses that we miss opportunities for spiritual growth and development. Going against the grain just to do it is just as much a sheep mentality as going with the flow of what everyone is doing. The goal of this entire journey is to carve out your path. And sometimes it's going to go with the flow. Sometimes it's going to go against the flow. You just have to make sure it's your path. And sometimes even the path less traveled has been traveled and abandoned a million times. So you may as well just go where it feels good. But we're going to get into all of that a little bit next week, and how you can kind of shed those confounds of contrarianism, because they are very harmful. So yeah, we're going to leave that there. I think we're good for this episode. This one didn't need to be as long as the schooling one. I just know that there's been a lot going on about the homesteading and permaculture, a lot of conversations being had about it. And I just wanted to, you know, do what I do. As always, this is Goddess B, shifting your perspective and encouraging you to keep your heart open. Until next time, stay open and shine bright. Peace. Thank you so much for joining me today and for receiving this message. I am not currently accepting personal readings, but I do look forward to continuing to be a vessel for the divine in this and other ways. I pray that you've gleaned some clarity from this message, and you can find Opinionated and Enlightened on all major platforms as well as YouTube. Peace.